Hello, everyone. Welcome to the December 27th, 2015 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for December 27th to January 3rd and beyond? There are no major changes in the zodiac this week, so I will take this opportunity to report on the new position of Mars for each rising sign chart. Mars went into Libra on December 23rd and will remain in that sign for 8 weeks until February 20th when it will enter Scorpio. The planet Mars and the sign Libra seem contradictory in their meanings. Mars loses some of its combative nature while in Libra, because Libra is the sign of balance and harmony. But Libra has another side to it. It is the sign of social idealists, and that includes fanatics, zealots, devotees, and so forth. Mars stirs one's passions, so in Libra, there's more passion for idealism, making the believers more aggressive than usual. Now I'll go through the zodiac and explain some of what you can expect for your own chart. Remember that in Vedic astrology, you can also track the transits from your natal moon, so it's worth considering the interpretation of the house position of Mars relative to the sign of your natal moon for some additional insights. If you are Aries rising, or Aries moon, then Libra is your seventh house, the house of partnership and relationships. Mars is the action planet, so activities with your partner are promoted by this transit. But Mars is also the planet of challenge and combat, and from this position it will be opposite, that is, opposed, to your ascendant. Therefore, conflict situations originating from your partnership are likely to arise. The seventh house is the house of direct enemies. If you are already engaged in an ongoing fight with someone, Mars in this position gives your opponent more combative power. For Taurus rising people, Libra is your sixth house, the house of struggle and difficulty. The planet of action and combat, affecting this part of your chart, has a high potential to bring conflict into your life. The sixth house is the house of employment, in other words, your job. So there can be problems arising in that sector having to do with your work, or it could manifest as trouble with a coworker. The sixth is the house of health and disease. Mars is the planet of infections, inflammations, fevers, and accidents. Therefore, it is important to be on your guard for health issues which will likely arise swiftly. On the plus side, Mars is the planet of victory. The sixth is the house of enemies. If the sixth house is strong in your natal birth chart, this Mars transit can assist you in triumphing over your competitor. Gemini people will have Mars transiting in their fifth house, the house of romance and children. The planet of action in this position makes you proactive in pursuing your romantic interests. If you have children, this is a good time to be more involved in activities with them. The fifth house is also entertainment and games, and Mars is a competitive planet. Thus, more involvement in sports and games is an appropriate use of this energy pattern. Mars is an action planet. The fifth house is creativity. So this transit gives you more energy for any creative endeavors you may be engaged in, but especially if it involves competition. If you are Cancer rising or Cancer moon, then the transit of Mars in Libra affects your fourth house, the house of home, home activities, stability, and security. Mars, as the planet of combat, does not promote the fourth house significations of domestic peace and harmony. At its best, Mars can be useful for physical actions in the home, such as making home improvements. Mars, as the planet of accidents in this sector of your chart that concerns your car, is not good either. Best to be extra careful while driving. Nor does the planet of conflict help much in relations with another fourth house signification, your mother. Leo rising people get to have Mars transiting in their third house. This transit of Mars is considered good in Vedic astrology. The third house is the house of desires, initiative, and making efforts, especially in your daily activities. Mars, as the energy planet, contributes towards fulfilling your desires as well as dealing with everyday operations. The third house is the house of skills and talents. Mars, as the action planet, helps put your skills and talents to use. On the downside, this is the sector of the chart representing siblings, close relatives, and neighbors. Mars, as the planet of combat, has the potential to cause problems with these relations in your life during this transit. Mostly, this transit in your third house energizes you to make more effort. For Virgo rising charts, the transit of Mars in Libra affects your second house of personal finances, family, and speech. Mars is the planet of haste and impulse. In the area of personal finance, it can cause you to make impulsive financial decisions, which you may later regret. So, make sure whatever you buy is returnable. The impulsiveness of Mars in the house of food encourages you to eat things that are not good for you. The planet of combat is not favorable for the second house of family relationships. Mars, as the planet of aggression in the second house of speech, makes one persuasive at best, but be careful of using harsh speech or words that inspire others to challenge you. Libra people will have Mars transiting in the first house, the house of ego and body. This is a strong influence, since the first house connects to our basic sense of identity. Mars is the do-it planet. Mars likes fast results. Mars likes physical activity. The best advice for Libras is to have something to do, preferably something that can be accomplished fairly quickly. In the first house of the body, Mars increases the need to use the body, so it's good to have physical work or physical play to put yourself into action. The downside is too much haste and impulse, which at its worst would lead to accident or injury. Mars transiting in your first house makes you feisty, ready to take on any challenge, ready to take on your adversary. If you are Scorpio rising, then Mars is transiting through your 12th house, the house of expense, loss, separation, foreign lands, foreigners, institutions, the subconscious, and hidden actions. This can be a somewhat problematic transit. The ancient texts describe it as an attack from a hidden enemy. In other words, someone working against you from behind your back. In other ways, it can also be disturbing due to Mars, the planet of destruction, working on your subconscious mind. On the positive side, Mars, the planet of action, transiting in the house of institutions and disadvantaged people, can impel you to do charitable acts and humanitarian deeds. For Sagittarius people, Mars is transiting in your 11th house of goals and ambitions, hopes and dreams, rewards and accomplishments, and friends and associates. According to traditional Vedic astrology, this position for transiting Mars is beneficial. Like the third house, the 11th is another desire house, and the planet of action helps to energize you to accomplish your goals and propel you towards achievement. On the downside, the planet of combat can cause some conflict with 11th house people, namely friends, associates, and any older sibling. But mostly, this is a good transit for maximizing efforts to achieve your objectives. Since the sign Mars is in, Libra, is idealistic, your objectives would likely also involve your idealism. When Mars transits through your 10th house, as it does for Capricorn charts, it adds energy to your efforts to achieve success in the world. This is a strong pattern for grabbing the spotlight and making your mark, be it in community action or in your profession. But be careful. The 10th house is the house of authorities, which could be your boss, and Mars, the planet of combat, can cause you to overreach, resulting in conflict with your superior, which then can do you some harm. Also, the 10th is conduct in society, and Mars is a natural malefic, indicating that your actions during this transit may bring you more notoriety rather than approval. For Aquarius rising charts, Mars transiting in Libra puts the action planet in your 9th house of good fortune, higher knowledge, beliefs, meritorious deeds, long-distance journeys, father, and guru. Since Mars is the action planet, its influence on the house of journeys encourages you to take a trip. The planet of combat in the house of beliefs prompts you to defend your beliefs, even to proselytize. Aquarius is a sign strong on principles, so this may be a natural thing anyway. But having the planet of conflict in the house of father and guru can bring problems with those relationships, especially if there is any difference of opinion to begin with. Mars in Libra puts its transit in the 8th house for Pisces people. The 8th house has some negative correspondences due to it being the house of secret activities. In other words, things that we shouldn't be doing, which if discovered could lead to humiliation, punishment, and so on. The 8th house covers another totally different area, as it is the house of other people's money, namely the partner's wealth, and therefore financial arrangements in general. Mars brings action to this part of your life, but since Mars is the planet of conflict, the activity is more likely to take the form as a problem, either with the partner's wealth, or the inheritance, or the insurance payment. Okay, that's a brief look at the Mars transit for each of the signs. Remember that if you have natal planets in Libra or opposite in Aries, the impact of this Mars transit is even more likely to be felt. The main advice is to stay aware regarding activities connected to the part of your chart that is being affected. Mars likes action, but Mars also creates conflict, especially when challenged. Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.